Discovery's four computers now have primary control of critical vehicle functions.
Yo, what's up, everybody? My name is Chris Clark, and welcome to another episode of Digital Madvertising. Today is April 9th, 2024. Wanted to use today's episode to talk about something that in our agency at Digital Ignite has been coming up a lot recently with clients and brands, and that is how to reach a younger audience. And so we're talking 45 below and where these individuals are spending their time and maybe some newer ways to look at your data that you're utilizing to then strategically target these folks better. So, want to dive into that with you all today. We are heading, the Digital Ignite team is headed to Las Vegas next week for the American Resort Development Association Conference. ARDA is one of our biggest and most favorite clients, so excited to get out there and be immersed in tour and travel. So we'll be surrounded by folks from Travel and Leisure, Wyndham, Marriott, Hilton, Disney Vacation Club, all of these really great brands across the tour and travel space. So we've got a couple speaking engagements, networking opportunities, and yeah, just going to enjoy Las Vegas. So if you have any recommendations for our team or are going to be out there, please holler at us. All right, so let's talk about how to reach a younger audience through digital marketing. To some, this may sound pretty, I guess, rudimentary or, you know, base level. Like, okay, let's just run ads to where we think that the younger demographic is. And in a way, yes, that makes sense, but does it make sense for your brand? And so utilizing the data that your company or brand has in-house right now, as well as utilizing different third-party social media monitoring tools or other data monitoring tools, you're going to be able to unlock a lot of unique things. So you're going to be able to see where your customers are spending their time on the internet. You're going to be seeing purchase behaviors, demographics of where these people live, what kind of cars they drive, all kinds of great stuff. But when it comes down to serving media to individuals, the agency here likes to really look at, again, data. So are we looking at physical addresses or emails? And through those different data points, we can then take that information and put them into our different online digital platforms and start forecasting base level strategies and campaigns for clients. And so when we do that, we're looking at consumption. Where are these people at? So obviously, with the rise of TikTok post-COVID, TikTok is going to replace Google and YouTube probably within the next year or so, if it doesn't get banned, as like the number one search platform in the world. So younger demographics are going to more visual areas to learn things as opposed to just going into Google and trying to find a step-by-step. YouTube's another great example. Again, finding things to do. I think as a 35-year-old going through college almost 10 plus years ago, YouTube was a great way to be like, oh man, why am I even taking this photography or Photoshop class? I can learn this right here. So YouTube, again, has been such a great presence already for learning. So you will see these younger demographics gravitating towards more of these short form visual ways to learn compared to some of the more traditional ways of just, again, searching on Google, downloading a manual or message boards. Now, pivoting from a message board to, I guess, a relevant modern day message board, another new way to find an audience below 45 is Reddit. Reddit is a great space for the millennials and those ages of late 20s into early 40s. Reddit is a great space for a lot of different places. And so if you're unfamiliar with what Reddit is, basically you can come in there and create a subject or a topic and then create a community behind it. And then folks can come in and share their experiences, add new questions. It's a very copacetic setting with a lot of eyeballs and now a lot of advertising inventory. And so a couple of different ways that we can approach targeting Reddit is going directly to the Reddit platform itself and actually serving display ads or advertisements to the folks that, again, it would make sense to serve ads for. So if we are in the tour and travel vertical, we're going to be looking for subreddits of people that are finding places to vacation, discount travel, best resources, resorts to stay in or locations. So we can look at that data and then start serving specific ads to those folks. And then on the flip side, anybody that has a Reddit account, you've already given access to Reddit of your data. They're most likely going to be able to either resell that data or through algorithmic digital presence tracking, we're going to be able to find that you are a Reddit user and serve you ads based on your interests, even more so if you are a Reddit user and a tour and travel person on other internet locations. So if that was a lot, I don't have time to dive into that. So holler at us at digital-ignite.com or drop into the DMs and I can explain a lot more to you. But yeah, unlocking some of these newer platforms, and Reddit's not new, it's been around for a while, but it's like looking at platforms that have the ability now to advertise on it. Hulu, YouTube TV, Amazon Prime, these are all places that have been around but are now testing those waters with whether it's platforms directly to buy into it or allowing programmatic ad inventory onto those platforms, meaning if they can't sell it directly on the platform, other people and advertisers can come in and buy that ad space. So again, looking at the data that you have collected from your brand or your company, taking that data and understanding it, siloing it, and figuring out from there the different age demographics, interests, and behaviors, and then generating your creative based on that data. So from there, you can really understand what will be the best way of approaching an Instagram campaign versus a Meta campaign, because again, you're targeting a younger demographic on Instagram than you are on Facebook. And so understanding that will allow you to further what does your messaging look like, what does the copywriting look like, and then as you get into actually deploying the ads, A/B testing the different creative to see what is going to resonate with these individuals. On the TikTok and Instagram side, you have the reels and the longer form videos. Now, TikTok has come out with 10 plus minute video options. Instagram has the minute 90 with the reels, but what people are doing now is really leveraging those algorithms to put their content, again, in a more short form visual way, and then organically posting it on the internet. And then from behind that, they're coming in and boosting those posts. And so that's one way on TikTok. TikTok has other ways of doing a homepage takeover. So as soon as you log in, you can get an ad. That's expensive, but it is very efficient if you are a larger brand. So again, you have the ability to do these sort of takeovers on these apps to totally resonate with a larger audience or a specific audience based on that app's traffic. So again, going back to understanding your audience and where you're serving these ads, it's super beneficial that if you don't have your data at least organized, get that done first. But if you've never really used a data monitoring or analysis auditing tool, get on it. You know, again, I gave you the website and you know where our social is, social icons are. So please like hit us up and we'd be more than happy to share with you. But there's tons of different third parties. We don't have anything proprietary. We just literally are agnostic and we keep grabbing different tools that we think would benefit our clients. And so we have a lot of these tools at our hands. And so from that, we're doing a lot of very comprehensive data scraping and strategizing based off of all of this data that our companies have. And so if you're a company that is trying to figure out what to do with this and how to target the right individual, this type of campaign could really help you out. And then again, if you are a established brand trying to figure out ways to unlock the newer, younger audiences that will be your customer for the next 15 to 25 years, this is where you got to go. You got to evolve, you got to adapt, and you got to look at what the youth and the younger individuals are doing. Because again, while right now they might not make sense for your product, eventually they are. So you got to, again, evolve. So that was my soapbox for the day. I wanted to keep this pretty short, but again, it's a subject that's been pretty heavy in the agency the last week or two and on a handful of campaigns. And then, like I said, these speaking engagements that we have coming up. So I just wanted to kind of drop in and literally kind of share some words of wisdom and how you can target a younger audience. So if you are working at an agency or you're working at a marketing firm or brand or with a unique company, let us know in the DMs kind of some of the ways that you're targeting younger demographics. If I didn't mention it on here, I'd love to hear kind of what you're doing or contradict anything that I just said. But ultimately, let's get a conversation going, and I'd love to hear from you all. So until our next podcast, thank you guys so much for listening. Again, go check us out at digital-ignite.com. We're across all of the social media channels. So digital-ignite, digital_ignite, go into the social channels, you'll find us. Follow us, subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and please share this thing. Share the love. All right. Thanks, everybody.